A special session today with Ray LaMontagne, the singer-songwriter from Maine, is back with his second album, Till the Sun Turns Black, and he joins us today with his band on stage at World Cafe Live. Ray's debut album, Trouble, was the singer-songwriter highlight of 2004, and there was much anticipation for the new one. Let's begin with the title track of Till the Sun Turns Black, Ray LaMontagne.
Thank you. That's the title track of the new album, Till the Sun Turns Black. And Ray, good to see you, first of all.
Yeah, nice to see you, too.
And last time you were here, you had that great bass player from the Soul of John Black with you.
I do. Now I have a really great bass player.
Yeah.
Jennifer Condish.
And a full herb band. And who else is with you?
Yes, Jay Belros on drums. And Doug Pettibone on pedal steel and guitar.
And it's kind of fitting that the band has expanded, because it seems to me that like there's a lot of different textures on this album than before. I was surprised you worked again with Ethan Johns.
That surprised you?
Well, I'm not surprised you worked again with him, but I kind of had him. There was such a wide variety of sounds on here. I was just curious about that.
He's we've become really good friends, and you know, I'm always sending him stuff, demos and songs that I'm working on, and he's just you know, he's like a mind reader, at least for me. We have a real connection musically, and you know, I can have a real hard time explaining what I'm hearing, and Ethan is always right there. He always just picks it up. So,
what kind of words do you use to explain? Because there's almost magical sounds in some of these things, and I wouldn't know how to explain them.
It's well, you know, this was a tough one in a way, because I had about a little over 30 songs to choose from, and the record could have just gone in, you know, really three different directions,
mm-hmm.
Definitively. You know, like you could sort of separate the batches of songs into three different records.
Wow!
And I didn't want to do any of them, so we were just, you know, it was just a real struggle the first 3 weeks, just. Just trying to figure out what I wanted to do, and so we just demoed everything, and then started cutting things, getting rid of things, and really, for me, this record is a whole, which is something I really wanted to do, rather than just kind of a collection of songs that aren't really connected to each other. I wanted to do something that felt really complete. And so that's where the song choices came from. And then also just kind of an element of distraction in the record here and there. Whereas I guess just because I feel like a lot of the songs I'd written were me trying to figure out, just trying to get to find a balance in life and remain engaged in life when there's so many things pulling you away from being centered, you know.
Does the whole career performing, being on the road, is that something that pulls you away from the center? Or has that become the center now?
Well, a short answer is, you know, I don't know if I can do a short one. It does a little bit. It does, but at the same time, it's an integral part of,
yeah,
of who I am and how I express myself. So I think I just I think the challenge for me is just staying balanced.
Yeah,
without drugs. You know,
it's hard for all of us.
Yeah, it's difficult. It is. It's difficult.
I read that you moved and you got a new place that you're fixing up, and which is also satisfying to you, and the whole carpentry aspect of it and building.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that relate at all to the songwriting?
No, it just keeps my mind from going in circles. If I don't have something to do physically, I go in circles and I don't. Nothing happens creatively, because it's just going in circles. I need something physical to do, and that frees up, you know, the subconscious. And then, you know, I'll be working, or and the melodies will start coming. You know,
wow.
So it's
I was going to comment. You mentioned there were 30 songs because people, some people on the web are saying, "Oh, they used to, where's this song? You've actually done some of them live."
Always playing new stuff.
Yeah,
we're playing a couple of new things now that are not on, you know.
Well, this is all new to most of us. So, yeah. Well, why don't you do a couple more from the album, and we'll talk some more.
All right.
What's next?
This is called Empty.
Busted sunsets, these cold and damp white mornings, I have grown weary. If through my cracked and dusty dime store lips I spoke these words out loud, would no one hear me? Lay your blouse across the chair, let fall the flowers from your hair, and outside the rain is tapping on the leaves. To me it sounds like they're applauding us. The quiet love we made will always feel this way. So empty, so things I don't understand. Why saw so many people lie. Wish they hurt I had that fuels the fire inside me. And will I always feel this way? So
Three More Days, Ray LaMontagne, live with his new album, Till the Sun Turns Black. It's his second one, or is it? We talked with Ray about some of his early work we found on the internet. And hear more live music from Ray LaMontagne coming up here on the World Cafe. Ray LaMontagne is our World Cafe guest today.
Ray, the internet is a wondrous place, and on the internet have surfaced some copies of your initial demos and some of your initial songs, which I think are some really good songs. But what was interesting to me about it is really from about almost three albums worth of stuff. Shelter is the only song that you continued on with from that era. How do you feel about that early stuff now?
I don't know. I think it's, you know, it's it is what it is. You know, it's, you know, a 24-year-old.
Yeah.
Trying to, just, you know, experimenting with,
right.
With styles. And I don't know if I really like the idea of everybody hearing it or getting passed
right,
around
right.
very much, because it's, so, not that I'm exactly secure, but it's so insecure,
right.
you know, and so it's I'm searching so much on there, and so unsure of myself. But you know,
some of those things were done at what seems like a really cool thing, a live radio show from Blue Hill that's done in a theater there.
No, actually, it was Buckfield.
Buckfield, that's right.
Yeah. And they they had. You know, like a small 150-seat theater that they would fill up on the weekends. And
yeah. Was that some of the first places you played?
Yeah. A really sweet guy named Michael Miquelon runs that theater. And, you know, it's still going on. It's called the Oddfellow Theater in Buckfield. And, you know, it's just a great little theater. And they bring in all kinds of stuff. But he was very supportive early on, you know, for me.
People who visit Maine and don't live there have a different kind of feel for what Maine is about. Because if you got off the coast in Maine, it's kind of like a different place.
Oh, yes.
And it's, I lived there for a while, and I don't exactly even know how to describe it, but it doesn't feel kind of like the Midwest, but it feels, it's a very rough place. And if you want to get lost, you could.
Yeah, it's a scrappy, scruffy place.
Yeah,
you know, and a lot of people really struggling to keep things going and to, you know, make ends meet, which is why I was there, because you can't. I mean, you can.
Yeah.
And if you're, you know, a struggling tradesman or something, you know, you can go to Maine and, you know,
kind of
live in
do
a,
that.
You know, yeah, you can make ends meet, you know, just barely.
Ray LaMontagne is our guest, and what do you want to do next?
I think we'll do some, do a couple things off the first record.
Cool.
Questions, it's my word and mine.
Myself a hard pack of cigarettes, the early morning rain. Lately my hands, they don't feel like mine. My eyes been stung with dust and blind. Held you in my arms one time, lost you just the same. I ain't about to go straight. It's too late. Well, I found myself face down in the ditch with booze in my hair and blood on my lips. A picture of you holding a picture of me in the pocket of my still don't know what love means. I still don't know what love means. Jolene, la 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 la, Jolene.
been so long since I've seen your face. Felt a part of this human race. I've been living out of this here suitcase for way too long. A man needs something he can hold on to. A 9-pound hammer for a woman like you. No other one of them things will. Jolene, I ain't about to go straight. It's too late. I found myself face down in the ditch with booze in my hair and blood on. In the pocket of my blue jeans, still don't know what love means. Still don't know what love means. So
Ray LaMontagne's playing live on the World Cafe. This couple going back to Trouble. I read, I mean, you have this voice that I would think it would be hard to sing as you sing. Did you actually injure your voice when you first started figuring it out?
I didn't know what I was doing. I felt like I knew I could. I knew it was in there. It was just letting it out because I just couldn't. I was so desperately introverted that I just whispered when I talked to people and so on. And so it just took a long time to just allow myself to sing. But that's really what it was, just, you know, allowing myself to do it.
There's a beautiful ballad on this album called Can I Stay, which, can you do that one?
Yeah.
I ain't got no place to go.
can I stay here with you till the day? How happy it would make me to see your face when I awake. Lathe me in the thinnest dress, fill my kisses whisper, darling, kiss me. Can I stay here with you through the night? Can I stay here with you through the night time? I am so sad, this is true. Now won't you take me to your room and lay with me in your thinnest dress? Fill my heart with each caress between your blissful kisses. Darling, is this love? Whisper to me, is this love?
Ray LaMontagne, everybody. Thanks again for the new album.
Sure.
Ray LaMontagne, our guest. Thanks again to Ray LaMontagne. That new album is available at our World Cafe CD store on your web browser, worldcafe.npr.org.